In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing on the new era, volume 15, July 14th, 1923, and this is the second paragraph. So what Jesus said last week, he says that the world is upside down. Everybody's waiting for changes. Everybody's waiting for peace. Everybody's waiting for new things. And he says, what's coming is this. So he says, the world is exactly in the same point as when I, Jesus, was about to come upon the earth. So what we're seeing is everything's being repeated. As Jesus was ready to come to earth, as the kingdom is ready to come to earth, as the time of sanctification, everything's in the same point. He says, everyone, all mankind, were awaiting a great event, a new era, as indeed occurred when Jesus was born of Mary. A new era began. The Messiah came to earth. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords came to earth. God became man. And during the Creed, we genuflect, we bow during this time of the angels are in awe that God became man. Why would a God do this? Now Jesus says what he's got planned is something even greater than God becoming man. And what is it? It's to restore man to be like God, image and likeness of God, greater than even redemption. It was easy for God to become a man, and it's more extremely difficult for man to become like God again. But God is doing this. And he's asking us to give our fiat. And when we give our fiat, then God is in charge. A new era is going to begin. The kingdom of God is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. A glorious time to be alive. A magnificent time to be alive. So our Lord is waiting for us to give our fiat. And so he gives us the book of heaven to teach us how to give our fiat, how and why we have to give our fiat, so that the kingdom can be established in us, this dust on earth as it is in heaven. Remember, Jesus said to the apostles, the kingdom of God is within you. He's going to open the door by giving us the book of heaven to help us read and study how this is going to happen and why this is going to happen. So Jesus says this. They were waiting a great event 2,000 years ago, and a new era has indeed occurred. He says, the same now. The same now. We are living in the fullness of time now. Jesus came to earth in the fullness of time for redemption. The fullness of time for sanctification is now. We have to understand where we are today is in the same place, if you want to say, of a great event that's going to occur. A great, magnificent event is happening. So Jesus says, since the great event, the new era in which the divine will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven, is coming, and everyone is awaiting this new era. They don't know it, but they know something has changed. Something is different. Something is coming. So our Lord is looking at us, and he's saying to us, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? Are you ready for what I, the Lord God, am going to do, what I, the Lord God, am going to give to mankind? Are you prepared for this? Are you ready for this new beginning for all of mankind? So what does God do? You know, if you become in anything that you want to be part of, you read and you study how this is going to happen. If you want to plant a good garden, you read and you study how to plant a good garden. If you're entering into mathematics, you read and you study what the best way of teaching or learning is. You always prepare yourself for what you're going to enter. If you want to be a musician, you practice. You practice. You practice. The same thing now. Jesus says, since this new era is coming, in which the will of God will be done exactly the way it's in heaven on earth, he says, you've got to get ready. You've got to study. You've got to learn how this is going to happen. So the souls in the divine will, Jesus says, you can have it 100%, you can have it 60%, or you can have it 30%. Jesus will not force us to do anything. So he's saying, how do you want to live this life? 30, 60, or 100 fold. How do you want to live this life? So he gives us the book of heaven, and he says, read, study, put this into practice. He says to Louisa often, be attentive. That being attentive is reading every day, studying every day, putting it into practice every day. And the souls that do this become peaceful, joyful, and happy. That's what God has planned. This new era has begun. We have the book of heaven. It's in our hands. And Jesus says, let me speak to you. Let my mother speak to you as I spoke to Louisa. As I let Louisa begin to live this life, you also can have this life if you focus, as Louisa did, studying this writing. This has to become your everything. All the saintly things, the good things, the holy things are beautiful, but it's not divine will. It's they received, the saints received how to do the will of God. Jesus is teaching us how to live in the will of God. Now think about a saintly life, a good life, a holy life of the great saints of the Holy Church. None of them had the true life of Jesus or the true life of Mary. Saint Francis of Assisi had the stigmata. He was like Christ in that manner, but he did not possess living in the divine will, because this was the gift that was given to Louisa. And now is the time for us to begin to live this abundant life. One with Louisa. Why? For Louisa? No. So that we can have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So the Lord is asking us to focus on this great gift of the divine will. So he says this. He says, everyone was awaiting this new era, tired of the present era, but without knowing that this new thing, this change is about, just as they did not know when I, Jesus, came upon the earth. So there's going to be a great change that's coming, Jesus tells us. A beautiful change that's coming. We are going to begin to live a true human life like Jesus. A true human life like Mary. What is this true human life? It's to be like Adam before the fall, to be in God's image and likeness. That's what God is asking of us. Are you willing to enter into this image and likeness of God? If you say yes, if you say fiat, he says, read, study, put into practice what Jesus and Mary taught Louisa. A new beginning is coming. A magnificent beginning is coming. And he's asking each and every one of us to trust in him, to believe in him, to have confidence in him. When we trust in him, when we believe in him, when we have confidence in him, there's no worries. There's no fears. There's no anxieties. So when we are worried, when we are fearful, Jesus is saying, I want you to look at what and how you're living. If you have confidence in me, Jesus says, there's no worries. There's no fears. If you have confidence in me, Jesus says, everything is going to work out. No matter what the situation is. That's what our Lord is asking of us. Do we believe in him enough? Are we confident in him enough to be peaceful and joyful in all situations? All situations. All situations. Not just the ones we're comfortable in. And when we say fiat to God, even in our sufferings, even in our sorrows, we are peaceful, joyful, and happy. Our Lady was peaceful, joyful, and happy as her heart was being ripped in two at the foot of the cross, watching her son slowly, horribly die. How could she be peaceful, joyful, and happy? Because she trusted God. She had confidence in God. If this is what God wanted, so be it. Fiat. So our Lord is asking us, are you truly ready for this new era? Are you truly prepared for this new era? He says, if you're not, read, study, put into practice the book of heaven that Jesus gave to Louisa. So he says, this expectation that we have right now is a sure sign that the hour is near. It's very close. The kingdom is very close. The warning, the miracle, the 3 days of darkness, the illumination of conscience, everything is close. It's very, very close. And so our God is asking us to get ready. Get ready for this new era that's coming. He says, the passport to heaven is peace, joy, and happiness in him, trusting in him. The final devotion given to the church is divine mercy, trusting in him, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our God, our King, our all. So he's looking at us and he's saying, do you trust me? Do you believe me? Do you have confidence in me? And when we say, yes, Lord, he goes, good. You have the ticket for the kingdom. If you're not peaceful, not joyful, not happy, you don't have the ticket. You don't have the passport, if you want to say, for the kingdom. So what does Jesus do? When you read the book of heaven, when you're studying the book of heaven, what is Jesus is filling you with his peace. Filling you with his joy, filling you with his happiness. He's transforming you. How? He is speaking to us when we read. I can't wait to read every day. Jesus is speaking to me. And he's showing me how to get ready for this new era that's close, so close you can almost taste it. Jesus says, but the surest sign that I am, he uses God's name, I am manifesting what I, God, want to do. And that turning to a soul, this is Louisa, just as I turned to my mama for redemption when I descended from heaven to earth, I now communicate to Louisa, to her, my divine will. This is the surest sign. And with all the goods, all the effects that the divine will contains found in the book of heaven to make this gift for the whole of humanity. God is doing this. It's a divine decree. It's going to happen. A new beginning is close. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.